This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Noel and Philip. We are talking about vaccine mandates because according to Human Resources Minister Datuk Sri M. Saravanan, employers have a right to require their staff to take the COVID-19 vaccine to prevent the spread of the virus in the workplace. The minister said that while there's no specific legislation on COVID-19 vaccinations yet, the Occupational Safety and Health Act 1994 does state that employers have a right to make safety and health policies to ensure safety in the workplace.
But this seems to contradict Malaysian Association for Occupational Safety and Health President Dr. Shawaluddin Hussein, who claims that employers have no right to force employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine. And furthermore, the government has yet to adopt a federal mandate. Health Minister Chairi Jamaluddin was quoted as saying, I've not come to the stage where I would recommend to the cabinet a federal mandate, but I'm not far from it either.
So we're asking the question, can employers mandate the vaccines? And over on our Twitter account at BFM Radio, we're asking you if you think it's important for offices to have vaccine mandates for their staff, essentially. And on the line to help provide some clarity on what the law is and isn't, we have Datuk Tavalingam Tavaraja, employment lawyer and managing partner at T. Tavalingam & Co. Datuk, good morning. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with us today. So basic question, can an employer mandate a current employee to take the vaccine?
Well, the simple answer is no, as there is no law mandating the same at this juncture. The only option available for the employer is to basically incorporate the vaccination into the contract of employment. For existing employees, the employer will need their consent as it will entail a material change to the terms of the contract. But for new hires, the employer, in fact, can impose vaccination as a pre-employment condition. Things will, of course, change if mandatory vaccination becomes law.
So I'm also trying to understand this because the Minister of Human Resource did say that action can be taken under the Occupational Safety and Health Act against workers who refuse to get their vaccine because it will cause an unsafe environment for the workplace. So how can we reconcile what you said and what this act apparently has this provision?
You see, the act does not... There's no legal provisions in respect of what kind of punishment that can be imposed, right? So to me, without these legal provisions in the Act, right, this will have to be tested in the courts.
And given a question for that then, in terms of court action, can other employees lodge a legal challenge to employers for not creating a safe working space by not mandating the vaccine? It's a bit of a complicated kind of structure, but what are your thoughts on that?
Well, there is always the possibility where some aggrieved employees may actually take on a public interest case. But again, it would be subject to them proving their case before the court. Right? At this stage, I mean, at this juncture, I have not come across any case yet. We just have to wait and see. Mm-hmm.
So what I understand, like, you know, oil and gas companies, they do require employees to take vaccines because when they are sent out to countries that have, you know, maybe more unsafe working conditions. So what you're saying, this has to be worked into the contract. Can this now be introduced into existing employment contracts of existing staff?
As I mentioned earlier, for new hires, there's no issue. And of course, if it's mandated by law, then you don't even need to, the issue of it being the contract of employment does not even arise. But for existing employees, by putting this clause in, it's effectively a variation to the terms and conditions of employment. So in terms of legal compliance, you would definitely need the consent of the employees before imposing such a condition in their contracts.
So earlier I asked about employees suing a company for not having a vaccine mandate. We have seen companies imposing vaccine mandates, as Noel mentioned. Are we seeing legal challenges to these mandates being implemented in Malaysia?
Well, as of now, I've not come across any case yet on this point. So it's basically, we will have to just wait and see. I've not come across any case where an employee is actually challenged. Mm-hmm. But there's always this risk of constructive dismissal where an aggrieved employee could argue that, you know, you're basically unilaterally varying my terms and conditions of employment and I'm not going to agree to this and may take an issue with this through constructive dismissal. Mm-hmm. But I've not come across any cases at this juncture yet.
I suppose, you know, employers also want to avoid going to courts. I think even for employees too, right? I mean, it just takes up time and money. So what other options are available for the company? Non-legal options, like using moral suasion, for example?
No, I think, right, the best way moving forward is basically to educate the employees of the importance of the vaccine, right? And for the employer to emphasize that all this is done with the ultimate aim to protect the health, safety, and welfare of just not the employees, but their families and stakeholders, is it? We need to strike, you need to strike a very delicate balance here between the right to life and a right to livelihood, is it? So I think education is key. Communication and education is key to this, to resolve this issue. Because as I said, we can't unilaterally impose unless the government passes a law, then the issue of contract does not arise.
Mm-hmm. And Dato, let's talk about, as people are transitioning back into the office and discussions of how do we make a workplace safe, whether it's through vaccination or for testing, there's always the issue of payment, yeah? Because these first vaccines, they're covered by the government, but moving forward, if more vaccinations are required, you know, who's going to be footing that cost? And in terms of testing, we might need to see a more stringent testing regime. Can an employer require an employee to pay for their own COVID test, or is that a cost that the employer has to burden? It has to shoulder.
Well, okay, again, we go back to the contract, right? That's the root. So if the employer is providing medical benefits, right, I'm of the view that as long as it is within the maximum entitlement, then the employer is duty-bound to cover this cost. And in order for the employer to maintain a safe system at work, a COVID test is one of the key components, and surely it is implied that the employer bears the cost for the same. You cannot really expect the employee to pay because you want to maintain a safe system at work. There are, of course, times where the employees have gone on a frolic of their own, right? For example, breaching the SOPs imposed by the MKN, by inter-border travel, inter-district travel, of course, at the material time. In such cases, I think the employer may, in my view, impose a condition that the employee has to bear the COVID-19 test at his own cost.
If this is eventually mandated federally by Parliament or by Cabinet, what are some things that policymakers need to ensure that this law is sufficiently comprehensive?
No, I think all the various ministries must work hand in glove. You know, that we cannot have MOH saying one thing, the MOHR saying another. But I suppose when it goes through Parliament, there is a process, and the parliamentary draftsmen will definitely ensure that everything is done in the proper manner. So I don't see any issue when if it goes through an act of Parliament, it will be quite clear. You know? And it's like when you talk about in 2012, the government passed the Minimum Retirement Age Act, where everybody has a legitimate expectation by operation of law to retire at the age of 60. That sort of overrode all the contracts of employment, right? Because that's the minimum. So similarly, if they say it's mandated for every industry that the employee has to be vaccinated, then that becomes law. And if the employee does not agree to the same, then the employee may have to obviously leave employment.
Dato, thanks so much for speaking to us this morning. That was Dato Tavalingam Tavaraja from T. Tavalingam & Co. talking to us about vaccine mandates and how it would operate in the legal workplace. There are no federally mandated vaccine mandates as yet, and even companies, in terms of what they can impose on their employees, it's still limited by the contract itself. Interesting conversation. I think this debate is going to carry on for a while because, you know, it's what everyone's talking about right now as people return to the office.
I find his point and reference about retirement age as a very interesting analogy, right, about how sometimes you need federal mandates and regulations to kind of override the contract. And that's what Datuk Tava was saying very clearly. You have to look at the contract to decide whether or not you can do that imposed mandate vaccine.
And I'm looking at the BFM Twitter poll. Do you think it's important for everyone in your office to be fully vaccinated? And I can tell you 90% of our respondents believe that should be the case for safety reasons. Only about 8% say no, it should be a personal choice. And 0.6% depends. 1.1% say not sure. So do head over to the poll and just tell us your reasons and what is your vote. Do you think it's important for everyone in the office to be vaccinated?
So that poll is a very interesting poll because it really tells me whether or not employees can then, you know, ask employers to make sure they create a safe environment, you know, which is a question also we posed to Dato Tava, right? which is really, can employees lodge a legal challenge to employers for not creating a safe working space? And although we haven't seen cases yet, I'm very keen, based on what you said in the poll, Noel, whether we will see most of these legal challenges. And the issue maybe is not the employer or employee, it's between employees and employees, with the employer being the conduit here.
That's true. I think the important part is there has to be conversations on this, right? There has to be discussions. Absolutely. And both employer and employee, and even within employees, I mean, we need to make sure that conversation continues, that there's no stonewalling among each other. We are going to have to come to some kind of equilibrium, especially as we move into the endemic strategy. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.